Nita, a man with more than 18,000 followers on YouTube claiming that the Bourke Street tragedy in Melbourne and Talia Harkin's funeral were both fake has had his videos removed from the website. Now, in a series of videos, the conspiracy theorist claimed that no car went down Bourke Street. He described the Harkin family as Jew crisis actors and said he believes Talia is still alive and that her mother Natalie, who was seriously injured in the attack, is a fraud. Now, while showing images taken from the live stream of the funeral, this man also claimed that Jews are the tightest people in the world, and that is why there were no flowers or pictures of Talia at the funeral. He went on to say that they ripped off $106,000 for her in donations. Nita, this video was removed from YouTube immediately. The chairman of the B'nai B'rith Anti-Defamation Commission, Dvir Abramovich, said that this individual has taken bone-chilling anti-Jewish conduct to a new level. He says this is one of the most despicable displays of anti-Semitism he has ever seen, and said this should serve as a wake-up call that there are individuals in our midst who are determined to stereotype and scapegoat Jews and who use every tactic available to attract followers and promote their ideology of lies. Nita, this is an outrageous story.
Yeah, the mother, I believe, is still seriously ill in hospital. Very, very sad for the family. Very big tragedy and big loss. Evan, we are in February 2017 and we are all expecting the visit of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Australia. Is it going to happen?
Nita, our sources say that it is going to happen, but Benjamin Netanyahu has actually cancelled the Melbourne leg of his trip to Australia later this month. The AJN understands that Netanyahu has shortened his visit to Australia because he's going to the United States to see President Donald Trump. Now, the visit, which was due to last 4 days and was due to include a trip to Melbourne, has now been shortened to only 2 days, which he will spend in Sydney. Now, Nita, the Prime Minister's itinerary has not yet been finalised, but he is expected to meet with the leaders of the Jewish community as well as our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and federal politicians. We'll all be watching his trip very closely.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, it seems that many people in the Jewish community, including the leadership, are calling US President Donald Trump to stop discriminating against people on the basis of their nationality and religion.
That's right, Nita. Mark Liebler, the chairman of the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, says that Trump's bans are put together in a rather incompetent way and says we here in Australia and in the United States are nations of immigrants and we as the Jewish people certainly know what it means to be refugees. Now, Executive Council of Australian Jewry President Anton Bloch and the Executive Director Peter Wertheim jointly stated that they deplore any policies or remarks that serve to malign legitimate refuge seekers as a group or preference native-born citizens to naturalized migrants. Colin Rubenstein, the executive director of AJAC, said it's important not to overreact by taking steps that are excessive, misplaced or discriminatory in the vital fight against terrorism, including Islamist extremism, or the end result will be both morally unacceptable and counterproductive, of which unfortunately the recent Trump administration executive orders relating to immigration are clear examples. So as Jews across America joined the mass protest against Donald Trump's entry ban on people from 7 Muslim-majority countries, Jewish leaders here in Australia have also added their voice to those opposing Trump's policies.
And Evan, in local Sydney news, the South Head Synagogue in Sydney is in crisis.
It is, Nita. South Head Synagogue has a declining membership, increasing debt, will be cancelling programs, and a group of congregants wants its Rabbi Benzion Milecki to leave. Speaking to the Jewish News this week, the president of the synagogue, James Hochroth, said that the shul has been losing money for several years and that the membership base has been eroding in the last few years, although it has gotten worse over the last few months. He says our costs were in the order of $2 million and we were planning to reduce costs to $1.6 million, if not further. Now, one of the savings he noted is the choir, which he said was costing $75,000 per year. Your listeners might remember a group of more than 100 members met recently to discuss these problems, including including their desire to replace Rabbi Benlecki, and an extraordinary general meeting has now been called, and we'll all be watching that meeting very closely. It's expected to be held on February 23, and we will bring you all the very latest after that meeting.
We're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, many members of the Sydney Jewish community gathered on Sunday in the Jewish Museum to commemorate the 72nd anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz.
That's right. There was a very moving and emotional ceremony at the Sydney Jewish Museum. Speaking at that commemoration was Holocaust survivor Olga Horak, who said to speak about Auschwitz isn't easy and it will never be easy. She says our generation was betrayed by mankind. No language has words to describe Auschwitz. It was the bottom of hell. Living was worse than dying, and survivors will live in a cloud of inner pain forever. Now, also speaking at that commemoration was the new member for Barara, Julian Lisa, whose grandfather escaped Germany in 1936. Now, shortly after the speeches, Israeli Ambassador Shmuel Ben Shmuel took to the podium to award two Righteous Among the Nations medals. Anita, it was an incredibly moving ceremony.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Indonesians visiting Israel. I found it very interesting.
Nita, this is a very interesting story. A group of Islamic leaders and educators from Indonesia recently returned from an 8-day mission to Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Now, the trip was organized by the Australia-Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, and it was hailed as a great success. Jeremy Jones from AJAC said to see Jews, Muslims, and Christians at the points of a triangle and a rooftop overlooking the major religious sites of Jerusalem, each involved in afternoon prayer, then coming together for Jewish and Muslim-led songs, celebrating peace, was to witness something indescribably inspiring. Now, one aspect of the visit which has received enormous media attention in Indonesia was the dialogue with Israel's President Reuven Rivlin. The group also visited Yad Vashem. They toured Israel's borders with Gaza, Syria, and Lebanon, and they visited Tzfat. They also saw firsthand the Jewish state's humanitarian work with Syrians injured in the country's civil war. Very fascinating story, Nitsa.
It is fascinating, taking into account that there are no diplomatic relationship between Israel and Indonesia. Evan, Israeli chef Yotam Ottolenghi is coming to our shores.
He is, Otto Montelenghi. He's going to be filming a series of episodes for popular reality TV series MasterChef. Now, he's set to appear in a week's worth of episodes. He'll join the judges Matt Preston, Gary and George Columbaris, and he will inspire, delight, and mentor the current crop of contestants. Now, Otto Montelenghi, he's the Israeli-born and raised chef, and now the London-based chef has put his vegetarian cuisine back in the spotlight and is celebrated for having transformed the way that people cook, eat, and view Mediterranean food. MasterChef airs on Channel 10 later on in 2017. We'll all be watching it very closely.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.